Hi, besties. Welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, hello. My name is Ashley. I post an episode every single Monday. It's like a little therapy session for me and you. I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of emotions. And it's not good for me to keep them bottled up. So why not share them all with you? So obviously, it's the new year, and I wanted to go into the new year with a fresh start, letting go of anything that does not serve me, or in this case, anyone that does not serve me. And I thought I did exactly that, but naturally, I go to Boston this past week with my best friend Lauren and a friend who had ghosted us, and if I'm being really honest here, just wasn't the best friend to us, decided to send us a lengthy text on Lauren's birthday, I'll add, not only explaining why she ghosted us, but almost flipping the script and making it seem as if we did something wrong. And normally I would let someone have that. Like, I don't think it's always necessary to tell your side of the story, especially when you know you did nothing wrong and you know you tried your best to be a good person or to be a good friend. There's times where you're going to be the villain in someone's story and there's nothing you can do about it. But what rubbed me the wrong way with this situation and what kind of inspired me to want to record today's episode is my emotions and my hurt in particular was weaponized against me. My reaction to how someone did me wrong was used to characterize me as a mean girl. And it's not that I care that this person thinks that I'm a mean girl, because I know I'm not, and I know I'm not because I was a mean girl at one point in my life. If you've listened to this podcast, you've probably heard me talk about how I wasn't always the nicest girl in middle school or in high school. There were times that I was insecure and I projected my insecurities onto other girls, and I was just a bitch. But because of my actions then and how my actions affected others, I am very aware of how I don't want to be and how I don't want to treat others. I make a conscious effort to be nice and be thoughtful and treat others the way that I want to be treated, especially the people that I love. But just because I try to do things out of love and be a good person doesn't mean that I'm a robot and I'm never going to get angry. Being a good person does not equal letting people walk all over you and take advantage of you. It doesn't mean always putting others and their needs before your own. And you might be like, okay, well, why did she call you a mean girl, Ashley? What did you do? What did you do, bestie? I posted a stupid TikTok, which is not my proudest moments, but I posted a TikTok, like kind of like a subtweet, but a TikTok, which I will admit is stupid because I'm a grown-ass woman and I shouldn't be doing that and I don't do that, which is why I ended up deleting the video within like 2 hours. It's not an excuse. It's still stupid and it's something I shouldn't have done. And you might sit here and be like, okay, Ashley, well, that kind of was mean girl energy and I won't deny that. And that's why I deleted the video. But it's also like, what is the right way to respond to someone disrespecting you? I don't think there is a right answer. Sure, the more mature answer might be to just distance yourself, to just unfollow them, block them, not give them any of your time, which, yeah, I've done before, but that doesn't always work because you're not factoring in your emotions. I'm a Cancer rising, a Pisces moon, and an Aries sun. Not only am I emotional, but I'm impulsive and I can get angry. Like I've said, I've spent many years working on being a better person and not reacting all the time. But I don't think responding to someone who's hurt you in a way that they don't like or that they don't agree with means you're necessarily a bad person. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about standing up for yourself, setting boundaries, expressing your hurt, and how none of that makes or breaks what kind of person you are. If you've listened to my recent episode where I talk about friendships, I spoke about a friend group that I was a part of a couple years ago and how they mistreated me. And throughout my time in that friend group, I felt very excluded. I felt like I didn't belong. I felt like my friends didn't like me. I mean, they would say things and do things to me that just didn't feel good. And at times, I felt like a punching bag. The way they treated me was almost, I want to say normalized, because if I spoke up and expressed that it hurt me, I was looked down upon, and they just continued to do it. I was made out to be crazy, like I love drama and I love causing problems, when in actuality, I was just reacting to how they were treating me. And it's crazy to look back on now, because if I did even one thing that any of those people did to me, I would have been kicked out of that group immediately. I would have been called a terrible person. I would have been made out to be this evil, conniving person, but because it was done to me, it was okay. There were a lot of times that I did speak up for myself and, you know, tell these people how I felt, but there were also a lot of times that I bit my tongue and allowed them to treat me like shit because I was afraid of them calling me dramatic or calling me sensitive. I was afraid of them talking badly about me even more than they were. I felt like me expressing how I felt was a bad thing and it was a fault of mine. Like, there were so many times that I wanted to say something, but then I would talk myself out of it and be like, why do you feel this way? Why can't you just suck it up? Why can't you just get along with these people? Why can't you be likable? And I would blame myself for being upset as if I wasn't upset for a valid reason. I'm pretty sure that I opened up about this in that friendship episode, but there came a breaking point where I was just so hurt and so exhausted that everything came out like word vomit. I expressed how upset I was, how much they've hurt me. And instead of them listening to what I had to say and making sense of any of it, the finger was pointed back at me and I was the bad guy. Like, how could I say such insensitive things? How could I be so cruel? How could I look at my friends and call them selfish? I don't know, but I don't think it takes a scientist to think maybe I was able to say those things because of how you treated me. Maybe I was able to stand there and say you are selfish and you have no idea how it feels to be left out because you were constantly leaving me out and going behind my back and talking badly about me. Maybe, just maybe, I wasn't just saying things to say them and I was reacting to how you treated me. I still have trouble speaking up out of fear of hurting their feelings or making them uncomfortable. And it's been years. Like, I nonchalantly mentioned in a TikTok video that a couple years ago, two of my friends from that friend group went behind my back and bought Ariana Grande tickets without me. And people were interested in the story time. So I went to go make one and talk about what happened because it's kind of crazy and calculated and malicious and fucked up. And I posted about it, and within like 5 minutes, I deleted the video because I was like, what if they see this? What if they see this video and feel like shit? What if it causes unnecessary drama? What if I look like I'm stirring the pot and I'm a bitch? It's like, I'm afraid of matching their energy. I'm afraid of being exactly the kind of people they were to me. I'm afraid of making them feel the way they made me feel. I think that's something that I struggle with a lot, and I think a lot of people struggle with, is when you're treated badly all the time and you're so familiar with the feeling of being treated like shit, you don't want to make anyone feel that way, even if it's kind of deserved, even if you've been the punching bag for so many years, you don't want to be on the other side punching someone else. You don't want to make them feel the way that you felt because you know how bad it feels. And that's something that I'm trying to work on and remember, that when you stand up for yourself or you tell your story, that doesn't make you just as bad as the people that were mistreating you. Just because you raise your voice or you get angry or you aren't a ray of fucking sunshine, that doesn't mean that what you're doing or saying is wrong. It doesn't mean that you're being problematic or that you're causing problems. The reason that you feel uncomfortable or uneasy when you speak up is because you're used to being obedient. You're used to people pleasing and smoothing over their ego. When you're the designated punching bag and you decide to step out of the way and stop being punched, the people that are punching you are going to be uncomfortable and confused because they don't know where to take their frustration out on anymore. The person or the people that are on the other side punching you get so used to mistreating you and beating the crap out of you that they think they're entitled to it. So when you stand up for yourself and you put an end to that, they think you're out of line. They think you standing up for yourself is the problem rather than their behavior. standing up for yourself, setting boundaries, or even telling your story does not make you a bad person. It does not make you argumentative. It does not make you dramatic. It does not make you sensitive. And it's not a negative thing. Sure, you can be the bigger person and just walk away and not give them an ounce of your energy and not express how you feel and be like, adios, bichacho. But I feel like we're all taught to be the bigger person and not feed into negative energy, to not stoop down to someone's level when they've mistreated us. And I agree to some extent. Like, I don't think fighting fire with fire ever solves anything. I don't think that you necessarily have to go after someone or attack their character or do the things that they've done to you to get over it or to separate yourself from them. And I do think being the bigger person can show how mature you are and how much composure you have, how you don't let little things bother you. But I do think some people get the idea of being the bigger person confused with letting people walk all over them. I spoke about this in a recent TikTok, but when your friend does something shitty to you and you don't stand up for yourself, even though it hurts you, that's not you being the bigger person. I know you might think, it's not worth my energy. I don't want to be confrontational. I don't want to start problems. It's not a big deal. I'll be the bigger person. That is not, one, mature. And two, that's not you being the bigger person. That's not you being better than them. That's you being just as bad as them to you. That's you being complicit. That's you allowing someone to treat you badly. That's you enabling someone and telling them, it's okay for you to treat me this way. Even though this hurts me, I'm not going to do anything to stop you so you can continue doing this. Being the bigger person in this situation would be standing up for yourself and expressing that it hurts you and setting a boundary. Being the bigger person would be walking away when they dismiss your feelings, dismiss that boundary, and continue to treat you like shit. Being the bigger person shouldn't be about them. It shouldn't be worrying about how they're going to feel or how your reaction's going to affect them. Being the bigger person should be about you and doing what's best for you emotionally, physically, and mentally. And sometimes what's best for you is telling someone to go fuck themselves. Having emotions, having anger, feeling hurt, that should never be weaponized. That should never be used against you or used to paint you in a bad light. It is not a bad thing to feel so deeply, to hurt so deeply when someone you cared about, someone you loved, someone you respected doesn't respect you. You can still be an amazing person while also having those deep, not so positive emotions and thoughts. I think that's the main reason why a lot of people don't speak up and say what they really mean. They're afraid of being portrayed in a negative light. They think that speaking their mind and advocating for themselves is problematic. I mean, I know for a fact that I did. I felt that way because every time that I did speak up for myself in school and friendships and relationships, I was made out to be crazy, or I was made out for looking for a reason to be mad or looking for a reason to pick a fight. My emotions and my boundaries were used against me. For example, if I was going to tell my ex, I don't want you talking to this girl behind my back because you used to fuck her and you cheated on me with her and clearly you're more than just friends with her, I would be made out to be crazy and controlling. My reaction to them disrespecting me was out of line rather than what they were doing to me being out of line. When I went through that friendship breakup a couple years ago and I said my piece and I called them selfish for how they treated me, I was made out to be this toxic, angry, bad person. The night that I really expressed how I felt, we were all drinking and that was even used against me. I remember one of them saying, if you can't handle your alcohol, you shouldn't drink. And yeah, you know, drinking is an excuse to be an asshole, but I didn't say what I said because of the alcohol. Yeah, drinking played a factor in me having the balls to put everything out there with no fear of how they'd respond or dismiss it. But everything I was saying, I had been saying for years sober. Everything that came out of my mouth was how I felt regardless if I was drinking or not. And they knew that because I had vocalized how I felt previously. But instead of listening to what I had to say and thinking, maybe Ashley what has a point. Maybe Ashley is valid in how she feels, or better yet, maybe Ashley isn't the problem. Maybe how we've been treating her is. It was easier for them to blame me and paint me as an alcoholic, emotional, batshit crazy person. And when you have a group of people telling you that's who you are, it's really easy to internalize that and believe that yourself. Even though I know what I said and what I did came from a place of hurt and a place of just wanting to be heard and understood and treated well, even though I knew that I wasn't a bad person, that I wasn't an alcoholic by any means, and I wasn't anything they were saying I was, a part of me still questioned, am I those things they're saying I am? Like, am I wrong? Am I the problem? Am I a bad person? And I carried those thoughts and those feelings they had about me towards myself for months until I woke the fuck up and I was like, no, no, I'm not. Just because my reaction was different than what they wanted doesn't mean my reaction was wrong. Just because I didn't go along with what they wanted doesn't mean what I was doing was wrong. Just because I didn't agree with how they were treating me doesn't mean how I felt was wrong. Just because I said no to them and stood up for myself and advocated for myself does not mean I'm a bad person. Being a good person, being a likable person should not be measured by how happy you make other people or how obedient you are to them. Being a good person should be measured by how you treat others, your compassion for them, your empathy for them, your integrity, the impact you have on other people. That doesn't mean that when people mistreat you, you have to smile and allow it. Sure, doing that will positively impact them because you're letting them do whatever they want and people like to do whatever they want. But you standing up for yourself and not allowing someone to treat you like garbage doesn't make you any less of a good person. You standing up for yourself might make that person or those people feel uncomfortable and it might upset them, but that doesn't have anything to do with you or who you are as a person. That has everything to do with them, and that's not your problem. Just because you're known for being kind and maybe even a forgiving person doesn't mean that when you're mad or when you don't forgive someone, you're automatically not who you say you are, not what people think you are. Like when I posted that TikTok about that friend who did me dirty, one of the things that she said to me was that it goes against everything that I post about, like being a girl's girl and being kind to other people. She was almost insinuating that I don't practice what I preach. And it's like, just because I have this platform and I give you guys advice and I do talk about these topics doesn't mean when I'm upset or when I'm angry, I'm not going to show it. It doesn't mean when someone does me wrong, I need to stay silent out of fear of looking like a mean girl. I'm human. I have emotions. I'm not always going to be the perfect role model. I mean, I do my best every single day to be the best version of myself for not only me, but for anyone who watches my videos or listens to this podcast. But me expressing my hurt or posting something a little petty doesn't take away from everything good I've done or take away who I am at my core. It doesn't take away my beliefs or my values or who I am in my everyday life. If you're known for being passive and not speaking up for yourself, or you're known for being that go with the flow person, and one day you decide to be more vocal or set a boundary and not allow people to walk all over you, that doesn't mean that you're a bitch or that you're overreacting. It just means you're finally doing what's best for you instead of what's best for others. And if people don't like that, those people aren't for you. People that are for you are going to take your feelings into consideration. They're going to listen to you and they're going to respect your boundaries, and they're not going to attack you or your character or switch up on you when you have a disagreement. They're not going to get defensive when you express something hurt you or when you do set a boundary. The only people that are going to get angry with you when you do what's best for you are the people who haven't had your best interest in mind. And that's because they're upset that they can no longer control you or manipulate you. But again, that's not your problem. It just seems that people, women especially, are afraid of speaking up and expressing a difference in opinion or standing up for what's morally right because they think it'll make them look like a Karen or make them look like a bitch. And I just want this episode to be a reminder that you aren't one. having self-respect, having intense emotions towards someone's behavior, reacting to someone's bad behavior, none of that equals you being a bad person. You can still be love and light while also raising hell when it's deserved. I know today's episode was short and it was more so about why it's okay for you to stand up for yourself. But if you do want an episode on how to actually stand up for yourself, like the steps to do so, let me know and I can definitely do that. But that's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, make sure to let me know on Spotify or let me know on my socials. My Instagram, TikTok are linked in the show notes. I love hearing your feedback. If you haven't already, make sure to give Try Not to Care a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple if you love the podcast, if you love me, if you love hanging out with me. I appreciate it so much. I was supposed to have an advice session up for this coming Monday, but with some big things coming, there isn't going to be an episode. You'll understand why the following Monday. I wish I could tell you right now. I hate keeping secrets from you guys, but there won't be an episode. I'm so sorry about that, but it'll all be worth it and you will see soon. With all of that being said, thank you for listening. I love you so much, besties, and I will talk to you next time. Bye, besties.